We have a Tosfos Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Al Tikri, the Gemara Hadarshan that Ein Eindim Lispalel Al Mitoich Kai Vedroish. We learn out from the Pasuk, Ibdu As Hashem B'Yira, that Avoda should be B'Yira. So then the Gemara says, that was one Pasuk. Before the Gemara had brought a different Pasuk, the Gemara says, Ishtachu Lashem Bahadras Kodesh Al Tikro Bahadras Elo Becherda. That the Hishtachaboya, the tefillah should be with a charode. And the Gemara says, no, maybe it means Mamish Bahadras. Al Tikri Bahadras Elo Becherda. Teime Amai Loi Muchach Behegye Medersiv Basrei Chilu Milfonov Kol Haoretz, which is a Loshen of Yire. Chilu Milfonov Kol Haoretz, Ishtachu Lashem Bahadras Kodesh, Chilu Milfonov Kol Haoretz. The Yeshloim Al-Sataisa says, there's taka apostik ishtachvul Hashem bahadras kodesh chilum ulfon of kaloret. But that is not the apostik which our Gemara is speaking about. Our Gemara is speaking about, this isn't the Tzadik's, I think, Tzadik Vov. This, what we're speaking about is Kapitul Choftes. Hainu kra dachsi b'mizma hovul Hashem b'nei eilim. Mahu kra boi lachir b'mesachet megilu shaymrim ovois ugvurois ugdushus Hashem. The Yudches Brachis Tiknu Keneged Askoris. The 18 Brachis are Keneged 18 Askoris in this capital. So this capital is speaking about Shemayne Esrei. Mishemochi Daik Meisei Kroshe Kosu Boisei Parshe. Aval Oisei Dechilu Einu Kosu Bi Oisei Parshe. That Pasuk is not speaking about Tfilah. So Mamela, we can't bring any proof from the Seif and the Pasuk from Chilu Milfon of Kol Ha'oret. There's one more Taisus on Daf Lamed Aleph that is going on the Gemara and Daf Lamed Amed Bey. Is the Gemara, just let's remind ourselves for 1 second, the Gemara said, how do you know that one should be Mispalo Mitoi Chachno? Omar Avnit Nachman Bayitrok Mehoche. Ivdu Es Hashem B'Yiro V'Gilu B'Rodo. And all of a sudden the Gemara asks, Mai V'Gilu B'Rodo? Which really is not negayos. Amar Rava de Bar Masna, Amar Rava b'mokim gila shom tehei ra'odo. That when even though there's a simcha, there should be a ra'odo also. Now let us see Taisvis. The second Taisvis that lamed aleph amad aleph. B'mokim gila shom tehei ra'odo. Pshutai shel mikra. The pashut pshat and the pasuk is ibdu es Hashem biyire. Period. Now, Taisvis had a kasha, that's how the Goyin explained this Taisvis. The Gemara brought a raya from the Pasuk, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira, that the Avoide, the Tfilah, should be b'yira. Then the Gemara asks, Mai v'gilu b'rodo? So, the Gemara had a problem. It seems V'gilu B'Rodo is a stira. Here there's Simcha, here there's Ra'odo, there's fear. So that's a problem. But why did the Gemara here in Brachis ask the Shaila? When we're learning Psukim, we'll try to figure out the Sefer Dikra. So the Goyin explains, because the whole problem arose the way he said Pshat and the Reisha Dikra. That means Pashe Pshat and Pasuk is like this. Ivdu as Hashem B'Yira. B'yira does not mean with yira, nor because of yira. Al yedei machmas yira. Ivdu as Hashem b'yira, and if you'll do that, v'gilu, when you'll be able to be sameach b'r'odo, when this man of ra'odo, you'll be able to be happy because you are an eved Hashem. That means if you learn b'yira means machmas yira, because of yira, that should motivate you to be an Eved Hashem. So then the Gilu, then you'll be able to be Sameach Bizman Ra'odo. But the Gemara didn't say that that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Ivdu as Hashem B'Yira, the Gemara learns B'Yira means together with Yira. If the Gemara learns together with Yira, so the Gilu B'Ra'odo means together with Ra'odo. That is what Taisus is saying over here. Taisus is saying, Pshutai shal mikra ev ivdu as Hashem biyira, if you will be an oivid Hashem, machmas yire, Therefore, Shiyava Yaim Ra'ada Tagilu. So then when there will be a Yaim Ra'ada, you will be Besimcha. So you don't have any problem. The problem is only because you said, Ibn Shishem Beira, that's the Oif in the Avoida. Vachim Mefurish Beirishalmi, but Yerishalmi also says Pshat in the Pasik, like our Gemara says, Ibn Shishem Beira, Hainu Tfile de Ikri Avoida. Kedesanya b'sefri, lovde b'chol avabchem, zu tfile. Now let us start learning the Gemara. The last shure and the flamadom at bay. Mar b'rei d'ravine ovat hilula lebrei. Mar b'rei d'ravune meira chupa achasne for his son. Chazanu l'rabonon d'ahavi kobot chetuve. That the Rabbonon were Isaac and Simchas Chosn v'Kalev, but he felt they were going over the limits of Simcha, which is permissible. I see Kasa the Moikri bat Arba Meyezuzi. So he went and brought a kois that was very valuable, a very valuable kois, v'tova kamayu v'yativu. And that lessened the Simcha that was there. The Marsha says that he wanted to show them something, that he took a Kli Choshuv Miyoit, that the Kli is created from Ofo. He wanted to show them the person is also like that. He's very Choshuv Miyoit, but he's Oymed L'Shvirosai Zehu Misosai. A person, this is similar as Adam Yoko Miyoit. He wanted to be masked them, in other words, the Yoim Hamisa. And that had an effect. Kasa de Moikro, others on Kairis, it's Rashi, Kaishal, Schuchus, Lavon, this is going on the Gemara later. Aisa, yeah. Rab Ashi, Ovad, Hilule, Lebrei, Chosano, Le Rabon, and Davi, Kabot, Chituve, Aisa, Kasa de Zogisa, Chavarto, he brought a kois of white glass, the Tova, Komayu, and he broke it, Viatzibu. Period. Aisa kasa de zogisa chivarto. So Taisa says, Mikan nogu leshabir schuchis benesuin. That is the makir of the minig to break schuchis that al kaponim. It is before the simcha to realize that the simcha should not go over the bounds. Yeah. Omrulei labonon lerav hamnune zuti behilulei bemar berei deravine. The Rabbonon told Rav Amnune, Lishrei lon mar. He should think, Hamalohu veilon de misnon, veilon de misnon. That was the nigun. Some was a nigun of Musa be his pilus mistame. But al kaponim veilon de misnon of takeifo loshen, ba'ilam hazeh, or ba'ilam habo. A double misa that we don't have enough mitzvahs. Well, we don't have enough mitzvahs to be megin that we should be machiam in ba'ilam hazeh. We don't have teira ba'ilam haba. Amrulei anan maneni basroch. Amaloi hay teira vay mitzvah de meganu alon. Where is the teira and mitzvahs which can protect us? It seems maneni basroch. Others learn pshat that this was. The Nigan had two parts. One started and one sang Keneged, the first Meshoira. But Al Koponim, the Tachlis of this Zemer by the Chasna was as follows. The Marit Mitzad Echad to appreciate the Gewaldike Simche of Chosin Vekala. That the Marit Chaya says the whole Tzorech of Nesuin is because since a person will eventually leave this world, so in order to that he leyimache shemai, that's the Indian of Nesuin, that he should be yoytze to zera. So that's the gewaldike simche to appreciate the simches chosam v'kala, because we have to realize veilon de misnon, veilon de misnon. Perhaps there's an Indian of bro mezake abe. So that is be'etzim to appreciate the simcha and mitzad achar, realizing this is the tzeirich of the chasna, al kaponim, the simcha wouldn't go overbound also, realizing that this is the tachlis. Omar Rab Yochanan Mishum Rab Shimon ben Yochai Oso lo Odom Sheyimoleis Choykpiv Ba'ilam Hazeh. It is also for a person Sheyimoleis Choykpiv Ba'ilam Hazeh. The Simcha or Choykpiv, a person should not be in a tremendous darge of Simcha. The ultimate darge of Simcha. We'll see the Rabbeinu Yonah soon. Ba'ilam Hazeh. There's a machloikis, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam. If this halach applied bizman habay, the Rambam said was geiris also la odom shimolis chaykpiv bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh, since this chuben habay is so a person in his brought down in hilchis tishabov, this halach. That is according to the Rambam. Rabbeinu Yonah says also la odom shimolis chaykpiv ba'oilam hazeh. That means even Bizman Abayis was also Asa. We'll see soon in the Rabbeinu Yonah what the reason of the Isser is. Shenemar Oz Yimolei Schoikpinu Ule Shainei Norino Oz Yimolei Schoikpinu Shainei Norino. That means then the time will come Shuv Hashem Hashiv Ashtiyoin, then Oz Yimolei Schoikpinu Shainei Norino. Eimosai Bizman Sheyemru Vagoyim Higdol Hashem Lassisim Eila. Amru olav al Reish Lakish, shem yomav loimoleis chaykpiv ba'olam hazeh, michishama merab Yochanan Rabbe. Now it seems the pasuk is telling, the Gemara is telling us a shvach of Reish Lakish. So when I learned the Gemara, I didn't understand the Gemara. If there's an iser, also l'adam shimaleis chaykpiv ba'olam hazeh, so, nu fashteitzach, what is the godless of Reish Lakish? The Ben Yehoyada says that it's only a milsa de chsidusa, not a real iser, and b'tivoy, Reish Lakish was a very, he had a very good sense of humor. He was b'tivoy batchin. And this was mamish keneged his nature, and it was very difficult. And the whole thing is a milsa de chsidit. So lechayre, a person, one would think one is not mechuyev to be mahapach, his teva, his nature, for a milsa de chsidit. That's the godless of Reish Lakish. That even though this is mamish, the opposite of his nature, the minute he heard that there's such an inyan, is loimilei schoikpi ba'ilam hazeh. That's how the Ben Yehoyada says pshat. But it's very interesting. I saw Rabbi Yonah and Zechayin of Locha brings down from the Beis Yosef in Yeredeya. The Beis Yosef says it's a Isser Kal, Osser La'odom, Ve'ein Menadin, Ve'ein Olav Malkis. But it would seem from the Beis Yosef it is not a Milsa de Chsidusa. It's not. There's other Isuri de Rabbonon, which one is permitted to, if one is Eivan de Rabbonon, he's called an Avarion. So this is not that darge. But al kaponim it would seem that there's an iser involved. So then it's difficult to understand what was the mile of Reish Lakish, that Reish Lakish was mekayim, was not over this iser. Let us see the Rabbeinu Yonah, he explains this iser of osali odom lamalei schoikpi ba'ilam hazeh. The Rabbeinu Yonah is on Daf Chof Aleph on the Daf the Dafei Harif on the last two shuras. Also, la Adam Shimale Yischaytiv ba'ilam hazeh. Yesh meforshim shetam adovim nechubim beis hamikdash. That the reason is because of the chubim abay. Avol sheloi. So we should shut one of these. So shut this one. Shut. Because this doesn't use too much electricity.
That ain't enough. Thank you.
Asal Adam Shimala Ischai Piv Ba'ilam Azeh Yesh Meforshim Shetam Adovim Nechubim Beis HaMikdash Avo Shaloi Bishas Chubim Muta Ve'ein Zeh Nochim. Rabbein Yonah says that's not the right pshat. Im Kein Loi Hoyo Loi Loima Ba'ilam Azeh. That's why the Rabban here Agirsa Bizman Azeh Ala Mishichara Beis HaMikdash Asal Adam Shimala Ischai Piv Imidiloi Amah Hochi. Since the Gemara doesn't say that, Shamina she'enoi toli b'chub. The Yisrael Yimolei Schoitiv is not, does not derive because of the Chuban Abayis. Elo afilu bizman beis ha-migdash omar she'osu l'malei Schoitiv ba'ilam azeh b'shum inyin. Why? What's wrong? She'asimcha margila es ha'odom she'yishkach ha-mitzvah. Simcha makes that the person forgets the mitzvah. That means when he's in a matzav of simcha, he's olu to forget. The Rabbeinu Yonah said before, gilu berodo shlo yimoshech mitoich ha-simcha letanugei ha-ilom. When a person is in a matzav of simcha, he gets more involved in tanugim, tanugei ha-ilom hazeh. V'yishkach in yonei ha-boyrei. That is the danger that simcha brings with it. So there are dalgis of simcha, gilu birodo. So the ra'odo should counteract the simcha that one has. But if it's speaking about yimoleis choyk piv, there's nothing counteracting the simcha. That means the simcha is in the greatest dalgis. So that is olu to bring shikchas ha-mitzvah. Yeah. Umaidam rinon, emosa yimoleis choypino shaineinu rino. Bizman sheyoimru bagoyim higdol Hashem lasis emela. So what happens then? So we have to understand. So why then is one mutter limaleis choyk piv bibischoy? Says loim ibnei hamigdish bolvadoime, alohochi koma. Emosa yimaleis choypino. Utiya asimcha mutere, mizman sheyase imonu nisa. In this man, when the Rabbi Nishloilom, Higdol Hashem lasei semeila, when the Rabbi Nishloilom make nisim with us, v'yoyishi einu, v'oz v'oyisei hazman nismach, so the simcha will be for a purpose. Kidei legalois nifla oisav ugvuroisav. The simcha will be then a pirsumei nisse. V'yoymru ha-goyim higdol Hashem lasei simeila. V'yiru b'simcha seinu v'yevoishu. V'simcha kazu shehu simcha saboire. A simcha, which is a simcha with the Rabbi Nishloilam, hi mitzvah gedoyla mishum pirsumei nisse. This is a mitzvah of pirsumei nisse. So memele, so it would seem that a simcha shel mitzvah will not bring about shikchas ha-mitzvah. It would seem that is the or shayma mitzvah la yeda al dovaro. That means if the whole simcha is, the greater the simcha will be, the greater the persumei nisa will be, then it will be mutter. V'dayma l'zeh ma'ashamu b'medrish, zeh hayayim osa Hashem nagila v'nismecha boy. So the medrish says, what is the boy going on? V'nismecha evi'ayma b'Hashem. That the simcha will be in the Rebbeinu Shaloyim. Klayma, af al pish zeh hayayim hu yonte, v'nas alonu boy nisim v'niflois, v'nus meichem behem, v'lu hochi ikar ha-simcha einu b'avu yonte, v'abavu Hashem, Lefarsein is kol agdoiloi v'skol aneiroish shu oise imonu. So it would seem that is the darge of simcha, which is boundless, can only be when there will be nisim gluyim, so then that simcha will be a vehicle to be mefarsim these nisim. That simcha will not bring about shikras Hashem, because the whole tachlis of the simcha is to bring about pirsumei nisa in godless Hashem. That's how the Rabbeinu Yonah learns pshat in this issa. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein oimdim lehispalel loy mitoich din veloy mitoich dvar haloche elo mitoich haloche psuke. A person should not daven shemayna esrei if he's in the middle of a din toire veloy mitoich dvar haloche a dvar haloche which is complicated to understand elo mitoich haloche psuke. He should only, he says, this is l'chayre, looking at the Gemara, it would seem that he's telling us what one is permitted to do. One should not daven right after Din Torah. One should not daven after Advar Halacha, which is unclear, which there are pikpukim on it, with chaluki deis. Ela mitoich halacha psuke. It would seem this is a heter, but we'll see later in the sugi, it's more than a heter, it seems there's a chiyuv to do this. Vehechi domi halacha psuke. What is considered a halacha psuke? Omar Rabaye ki hoda Rabzeire. Rabzeire is a halacha psuke. The Omar Rabzeire, the Nois Yisrael hichmiru al atzmon. There is a chumre that originated from the Nois Yisrael. Shafilu roya istipas dam kechaldu yeshaves oleho shiva nikiyim. That with one rear of dam, the Yoshev Shiva Nikiyah. Let us see Rashi, and perhaps we'll see the Rabbeinu Yoina, who elaborates a little bit more on this halacha. Yoshevis Oleho, halacha psuke, she'eino yitzricha iyun, shlo yemahar bo betfiloso. It shouldn't distract him in the middle of davening. Yoshevis Oleho Zayin Nikiyim, levad me'oisa yoin shepoiseket. They were machadish that besides the first day, they need, these were, this chiddush from the B'nai, this is a chumra from the B'nai Yisrael, that you need shiva nikiyim. Batoyre lo yitzricho zayin nikiyim elo lezovo. The din of zayin nikiyim only applies for a zovo. Shenem avim toro mizoivo. That only a zovo gedoilo need zainikim. Vein zov elo roi shloisha yomim ritzufim b'soich yudalaf yoyim shebein nidol enide. A zov is only if there's a riyah of 3 days in the yud alaf yoyim shebein nidol enide. So let us see the Rabbeinu Yoina. We won't see the whole Rabbeinu Yoina, but to have a little picture, what was nishadish in this memra. The Rabbeinu Yoina over here is chaf alaf amid bay. The nice, this is when the lines get a little wide, the third shura. B'nois Yisrael hein nechmiru al atzmon afilu roye stipas dam kechaldu yeshevez oleo shivas nekiyim. Perish. So Rabbeinu Yoina explains this halach as follows. Din teire kachu. Min ha-teire halach is as follows. Shehashiva yomim orishonim. The first 7 days. Sheroso bohem ho-isha dam. Hein nikroim yimei nidusa. These first 7 days are Yemei Nidus. Umisoif Eilu Hashiva, from the end of these 7 days, at Tashlom Shemoina Oso Yoim, that means, till 18 days will end, that means these 7 days plus another 11 days, Heim Nikroim Yemei Zivah. That means the next 11 days are called Yemei Zivah. V'chol Dam, Shetire B'chol Eilu Ha'achad Oso Yoim, if any dam that she will see in these 11 days, shemi soif hazayin shel nidois atashlam yutchet, and any dam that will be seen in these 11 days, einoi dam nidus, elo dam ziva. This is dam ziva. Ula ache elu hayutchet, after these 18 days, chayzeres lezayin yemei nidus, so then she goes back again to the cycle of zayin yemei nidus. V'cheinu asei deloilo. V'hadin hu kach. And the din is as follows, min ha-toyre. Shim ro'aso b'mei niduso. If there was ariye b'mei niduso. We're starting from the beginning. Lo ishno ro'aso yoim echad bulvo. If there was ariye of 1 day, oi beiz yomim. Lo ishno ro'aso chamisho, oi shisho. Teishev zayin yomim bulvad bein hakur. So there's, the Tumas Nida stretches out for 7 days. It does not matter how long the Ri is. 1 day, 7 days. V'yu yimei Riyas Dam. Bechlal. And in the 7 days, you don't need Shiva Nikiyim. This could be days that she's a Goya. Ula Achav Hashloma Tashiva. After the 7 days end, Tevelet Balayla, then she's Tevel Balayla after the 7 days. Kedisanya Kol Chayve Tvila is Tvila Sambayoy. All Chayve Tvila is Tachiyev, the one is permitted to be Tevel Bayoyim. The Tvila helps Bayoyim. That the tefillah has to be the night after the 7th day. Even though there was a riyah the 7th day. But since this riyah was in the 7th day, so as long as the riyah was nifsak in the 7th day, tevelas balayla umoteres labayla. Period. After the 7 days pass, and now we have 11 days. Now we have another 11 days. That is yomim she'ainu ruya liros b'hem dam. And if there is a riyah, so this is called Yemei Ziva. Yesh lohem din acha. This is a different halacha. She imrasa b'chol eilu ayomim. If she saw any of these days, yoim echot, oishne yomim bulvad, 1 or 2 days, he zovoktana. So this is called a zovoktana. And what's the halacha of a zovoktana? V'sheimeres yoim kineged yoim. There is a din that if there was a riyah 1 day, so there has to be a day afterwards without a riyah. Kloima, yoim noki kineged yoim tomei sherosa boida. There has to be a yoim, 1 yoim, that she didn't see kineged the yoim she did see. Loishna rosa b'yoim riyah achat. Loishna rosa shnayim b'yoim echot tagilo. Umin hadin hoisa tevelas lamocha miyad shetaneita chamo. Mi iker hadin, she should be mutter the next day. She saw at the yom yud alev, so yom yud beis, it's mutter litvel. Umuteres labailo. Why? The mixes hayom kikuloi. So mamela is considered yom toyer keneged yom tome. Elisha hoshishu, they were afraid. That means, that we say mitzvah sayayim kekuloi, means if this day, theoretically, there will not be any riyas dam the whole day, so we don't have to wait till the end of the day. The beginning of the day is also considered a yayim toyer keneged yayim tome. But, if there will be a riyah later, so then igoli milsala mafrei, this is not a yom toyer, so therefore we wait till the night. V'havilot meyala mafrei, v'shimsha be'isel. V'neichshash ha'stire, and since they were afraid, maybe there might be a riyah of dam after the tvile, osru ha'tashmish. V'nei ha'tashmish, osru ha'tvile, so therefore they asked the tvile also in the beginning of that day. Shim titvoil, shema tovi l'shamish. Lefichach, this is a drabana that you didn't ready to ask for the tefillah. Lefichach, eina teveles ad alayla. Vezeu davke k'sherosa b'chol yud yomim. So then there's the din of shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim. Avlim rosa b'yoyim yud alef bulvat. So since the next day already is not yemei zivit, kivin shenishlamu yemei azivit, eina yeshevet shum yoyim no kikla. Okay. Now, in these 11 days, if there was a riyah of 3 days, now she is called a zava gedoyla. Vehi chamura yoisa min hanide. Shetzricha lo sheves zayin yomim nikiyim. She now has to, there has to be zayin yomim nikiyim. Ve'ein yemei ha'riya bechlal, and we can't use the yomim she'ro'aso, b'kamay benide. Now we need zayim yomim nekiyim. Ve'im b'soich zayim yomim nekiyim, Chazra ve'ro'aso. So it wasn't Zayin, Yomim, Nikiyim, Ritzufim. It wasn't in one shot 7 days. Kol Yomim Rishayim Yiplu. Etzricha Acharkach. Lachzeroizulim Neizayin Yomim Nikiyim. Then she has to go, and then again when Neizayin Yomim Nikiyim. Kapilu Chazra ve'ro'aso kama pomim. La'oilam soiseret. So the Riya is Soysa the Nekim, the Eina Oila Mitumis Hazivois, Ashetayshev, Shivas, Yomim Nekim, the Loishum Riya Kla. Okay, let us skip the next line. He goes into Shver Rambam. That is not Negev. Now, if the two lines further, towards the end of the line, V'chol Zehu Din Toire. That is the Din Toire, you may need it, you may see it. Abol b'nois Yisrael mitnei shloi ho yukulam b'kiyos b'eilu achalukim. They were not baki in all these chalukim. This ariyan you may need and you may zide. Loi ho yu yoidos lahafrish bein nido lezova, number one. Ubein zova k'tana lezova g'doyla, number two. So they were machmir, the yoishvis ala koil, so that means, so they weren't machin in which yomim, if it's you may need this or you may see this, they weren't machin in these man hariye, one riye, two riye, three riye, the yoishvis ala koil, zayin yomim nikiyim, kemoi bezova gedoyla, kedei lotzeis misofet. So that was Bnois Yisrael Ichmiru al Atman. So that's one halacha psuke that one is permitted to learn before Shemayne Esrei. Yeah. Rava Omar, let's go back to the Gemara. Rava Omar ki ho da Rav Hoshiye. Another halacha psuke. The Omar Rav Hoshiye, Marim Odom al Tfu Osoy Umachniso b'moit shelo. A person is permitted to make a harome. And he brings the tfuah after the disha, after the tfuah was threshed, but it's still covered with the mite, with the psailas, and the process of zriya, of zayre beruach he did not make, he brings in the tfuah into his house, that means like this, the chiyuv, when is it considered tevel min ha-toire? It is considered tevel min ha-toire if he brings into his house food which is roi already to eat. That's called dogos. There's riyat pnei abayis, it's brought in already. That means he was zoyre and he made miruach b'chutz, and then he brought it into the house, that is called dogon, and on that there's a chiyuv, that's the iser tevel min ha-toyre. If a person did not only make the disha, and the tvua that he brings into the house is not Roy Lachila. It is still mixed up with the mites, with the psoilas. So Bishas that came into the house, Bishas Rias Neabayas, he did not bring in Dogon. So the Tvue in this matter, even though perhaps in the house he can separate the mites from the Tvue, this is not considered Tevel Min HaTorah. So Rabbi Shia said, Marim Odom al Tvu Osoy, Umachniso b'moit shelo, he brings in the Tvua together with the Psoilus, Kedei shetehei behemtoi oicheles uptura min hamaisa. That is, Behemah should be permitted to eat this Tvua and he doesn't have to be mafresh maisa. Let us see what Rashi says over here. Umachniso b'bayis, he brings in this Tvua b'bayis, b'moit shelo, and it is brought in with the psoilus, kaidem sheyizra oiso, before he was zoyre, before he separated the psoilus from the tvuah, she'ein mischayev b'maisa min ha-toire, the chiyuv of maisa. When does it become tevel, the one is mechuyev to be mafresh maisa, ela b'ri'iyas pnei habayis, u'mishen nimrach b'kri. Now when it is brought into the house, when it was after gmar melochet, but if it was brought in when it was not as yet dogon, it wasn't yet roi lachile. So there's no chiyuv of tevel. The Gabi Trume or my succeed, Dagon. It says it has to be Dagon, and Dagon means food that is already edible. Reish is the Gonkum. The Hu Amiruach, and it is only considered Dagon after Miruach. The Ficha. Kshemachnisa le bayis kaide meruach. If it is brought into the bayis before meruach, loyhukva le maisa minatayre. So there is no chi of maisa minatayre. So it's not pebble. The rabbonon hu da osru achilas kva bedovo shaloy nigmar melach. The mid rabbonon, it does have a shame pebble. So the rabbonon, this pebble, the rabbonon is special aloka. If a person wants to have an achilas kva from this tvue, that is also. Achilas aroi is muta. Aval achilas aroi loy also. So that is, a tevel the rabbonon is only also b'achilas kva. Umachol beheime aroi. Machol beheime is aroi, this nan b'meseches peyem. Machol lebeheime chaye v'oif ad sheyimrach. One is permitted. Before there was Rias Pnei Abayis, one is permitted to give Beim Echai V'Oif before Miruch, it's only a Tevel de Rabbonan. Hilkach, Behem Toi Echeles Pturo. Avalihu Oser Bachilas Kva. He himself is also Mutter Bachilas Aroi, but it is Oser Bachilas Kva. The Iboy Yiseima, and if you want, I'll tell you another Halachi Psuke, Ki Yod de Rav Hune. Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav Zeire, Hamakis Dam Bebeheime, Kochim. If a person extracted dam, the blood from a beheime that is a kolben, either Kochim Kalim or Koche Kodoshim. So if it is Kochim Kalim, there's no din me'ile also bahano. This dam is also bahano. And the Mephoshim explain that since the behemah is alive and the whole existence of the behemah is through the blood, ki adamu anefesh, so the dam has a halacha of the behemah. And just like one is not permitted to have anof on a kolben, so the dam that is the whole chiyus of the behemah also is the din of the, it's equal to the b'sara behemah. It is not considered an entity b'fnei atmoi, and it is also bahano by kochim kalim, who does not in meile, umaya limboy, and by kochim kadoshim, there's a chiyuv meile. Let us see Rashi. Also bahano umaya limboy. Ba'af al gav, so Rashi is the kaimolon, ein moy alin bedomin. There's no chiyuv meile min atoire bedomin. That's the kash. We learn from Sukkim. If the behemah was already geshochten, so then there's a drosha. Dikala meimel nasativ lochem ala mazbeach lechaper. So now the tachlis of the dam is lechaper, and there's a drosha lechaper nasativ lochov aloy lemeila. This is now for kapora purposes, and there's no chiyuv meila. Aval bedama koze. So from Rashi we see klar that even before the zrike, after the shchita, since the dam is oimed lizorei, so lechaper nesatib lelamila. Aval bedama koze my alam kloima. Im nene, if he had anor from dama koze, maybe call the mila. Mahamach havien aloches psukeis. These aloches psukeis ein aleim kushyos v'tirutzim shiyetzorech laharer bohem. So Mamele, these are halachas psukis which one is permitted to learn. Now, let us go a little further. Rabbonon ovdi kemas nisen, Rab Ashi ovid kebereisa. Rabbonon ovdi kemas nisen, Rashi says, mitoich koived roish. Ein oimdim lispalo, elo mitoich koived roish. That is a essential factor, essential hachone, before tefillah, that a person should be serious before davening. That's what the Rabbonon did. Now what did Rav Ashi do? Rav Ashi ovid kibaraisa. Mitoich haloche psuke. So from Rashi it would seem, or the Gemara it would seem, that looking at the baraisa alone, the baraisa seems it's not telling us a chiyuv, that one should learn the halacha psuke before Shemayna Esrei. It says the other way. Einayim dem, lay mitaych din, lay mitaych zar aloche, ela mitaych aloche psuke. But it would seem from Rashi that no, that is also. And one is mechuyev to learn mitaych aloche psuke. From Rishayim it would seem that this barais is machadish, one needs two hachonis before Shemayin Esra. It should be koyved roish, plus aloche psuke. That's how it would seem from the Rishayim. Although let's go a little further, then we'll see Taisvus. One Taisvus we can see now. Hamakis dam bebehemas kochim. Vekoshe, so it says there's a chiyav me'ile, and dam hakoze, vekoshe, the oma beperi gimel da avoy vizore, gabi domim chitzoynim vidomim pnimiyim shal kolboni, eilu ve'eilu nimkorim leganonim lezevo. That the dam could be sold for fertilizer. So it seems almed ema alim behem. There's no din meilem. Yeshloimer the hosam haino laachas rikas domim. That after the zrika kvam is kapro bailam asha'en kein oche. The lotion of Taisus is very misleading. The Mefarshim ask on Taisus. And Taisus it would seem only after zrika there's no din meilem. And before the Zrike, after the Shrita, the Izadin Mila, they all bring down Gemaris, which seem to say, like Rashi, that as soon as we medame lifnei kapora l'acha kapora, as long as after the Shrita, and the dam is niten l'kapora, so the halacha is that there's no din Mila anymore. Tana Rabon. Ein oimdim lehispalo, loy miteich atzvin. Kayved Roish, the next Taisus will learn, let's learn the Gemara further a little bit. Ein oimdim lispalo loy mitaych atzvis. Atzvis is not Kayved Roish. Atzvis is a matzv of Yiyush. That is not the... V'loy mitaych atzlis. Atzlis is, as the Bein Yonah says, if a person is in a lazy mood, he might fall asleep in the middle of davening. So it's also not the proper state of mind, v'loy mitoich schoik. Rashi in Shabbos says, ein das ha-soichik miyusheves olo. He's giddy, whatever he is, v'afilu einu shalotzen, even though that's not letzonet, but ein bo yishuv. There's no yishuv hadas. That is the problem of schoik. V'loy mitoich Sicha. Sicha, Rashi says, this means Latonis. V'loi mitoich kalos roish. V'loi mitoich dvorim betelim. Elo mitoich simcha shel mitzvah. Now, a person should daven mitoich simcha shel mitzvah. Rashi says, mitoich kalos roish. Chiluf, this is the opposite shel koivet haroish. Mitoich zachos leiv atok. It's the opposite of hachno. This is a feeling of anoichius and like no authority over him. That's the matzav of kalus roish. Elo mitoich simcha shel mitzvah kigoin. Divrei tanchumim shel toire. The divrei tanchumim of Torah, which is sameach, kigoin, somach legulas mitzrayim, which is a simcha, which speaks about the nisim d'rabayin shalom didvotos, oi somach letehilo ledovid, shu shal shevach v'tanchumim, kigoin, ritzoin, yerei of yase, that brings a good feeling in a person before he daven Shemayin Esra, knowing ritzoin, yerei of yase, shaymer Hashem es kolay havov, וכגוין מקרויס הסדורייס בתפילס ארביס, כי לא ייטויש השם אס עמוי וכיוצא בהם. This is considered a simcha shel mitzvah, a simcha which comes out from the kriyas ha-psukim, kudi yishem yishorim misamchei leif, but it would seem these psukim are ma'oirel simcha. Now, let us see Taisus. Now, before we hear a machloikis, the Rabbonon and Ravashi. The Rabbonon Avdi kematnisen. Their only hachone before davening was kovid roish, hachno. Rav Ashi Ovid Kibereise, he had another hachone. He learned halacha psuke. Now, Rabbanan Avdi kematnisen, ukvosayu kaimolo. So Taisa says we paskin like the Rabbanan. Ulachain ein mispalalim mitoich kalas roish uschoit ela mitoich kovid roish besimcha shal mitzvah kigoin sheosak bedivrei Torah. So I cannot begin to understand this Tosfos.
The Gemara had darshan that ein ein dim lispalal al mitoich kovid roish. We learn out from the Pasuk ibdu es Hashem biyira, that avoide should be biyira. So then the Gemara says, that was one pasuk.
It would seem there's someone that says that one could daven mitoich kalas roish yischoik, but we don't paskin like him, we paskin like the Rabbanan. Where is this mandiyama? In Befrat, till the Tano Rabbanan, we didn't have bechlal. Anyone that spoke about this. Ein ein mispalo mitech kaivet roish. Later the Talibanim was also ein mispalo mitech sichem le mitech kal. Le mitech kalus roish. I don't know the Elohim. I don't see a machloikis in this. Elo mitech kaivet roish v'simcha shal mitzvah. Now, v'simcha shal mitzvah, this is the next baraisa. What does that mean? So that is the Baraisa also, that's the Halacha Psuke. If the Halacha Psuke is, that the Halacha Psuke is, that one has to learn, one should learn a Halacha, so you have there, that's Kegoin She'osak B'Divrei Torah. So I can't begin to understand what Tosfos is saying over here. We hear the Rabbanon of the Kematnisin, Ravashi of the Kibaraisa, and we paskin like the Rabbanon, and therefore I don't understand, there was no machlaikis in that. And then Taisa says, what should one do? Elamitech kaivid roish, v'simcha shal mitzvah kigain she'osak v'divrei Torah. So now Taisa is going according to Ravashi, according to the Baraisa. Reino guloim epsuki de zimre v'ashrei kaidim tfilah. The Taisus Harosh brings this down on Rav Ashi, that's Ovid Kibaraisi, learned Halacha Psukah, so the Taisus Harosh says, because you need Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Bakert, Rav Ashi is the one that says you need Simcha Shal Mitzvah. The Dibra Maschal of Taisus, if Taisus would paskin according to Rav Ashi, then it would be very good. So Rav Ashi said that one needs two things. Rav Ashi says one is kovid roish plus simcha shal mitzvah. That is the next paraisa also. It is, but Tosfos doesn't say that. So it's very unclear to me, Al Kaponim, what Tosfos is saying, and I wasn't able to find someone to be ma'ira this. Rav Ashi ovet kibaraisa, Yerushalmi lo yamoid v'yispalo elo mitoich dvar haloche. So the Yerushalmi is like this baraisa. So a person who is oisik b'tzorchei tzibur is ka'oisik b'divrei Torah. That means that whatever divrei Torah could accomplish before davening, ha'oisik b'tzorchei tzibur is equivalent to ha'oisik b'divrei Torah. So that's the Pashas how Tosfos learned Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Other, the Rambam seems to learn Pshat in the Yerushalmi differently. That just like someone like Rav Shimon ben Yochai v'chaveira, who were ois with teirosam umnosam, they were potter from Tfilah, so ha'oisik b'tzor ha'itzibak, ha'oisik b'divrei Torah, they were also potter from Tfilah. So there's no connection at all to Rav Ashi. Tosfos learned a different Pshat in the Yerushalmi. That what is accomplished through Allah Hipsuki can be accomplished through Isaac Bitzalchit Simon. Let us go further. V'chein, lo yiftar odo mechaveroi. So the first part of the Baraita was speaking about the preparations one should make before davening. Elo mitoich simcha shal mitzvah. V'chein lo yiftar odo mechaveroi. When one is parting from his friend, loy mitoich simcha, v'loy mitoich sechoik. So the goyim is goyres simcha shal mitzvah, or meos it says dvar halacha. Let's go a little further. Shekein matzina b'nevi'im arishonim shesaimu divreyem b'divrei shevach v'tanchumim. The Tanchumen period. So what is the connection? So it seems the Siyam Divrei Nevi'im was the way the Nevi'im parted from Klal Yisrael. That means that's the last, they told us Nevu'eh, and the last Pasik in the Navi is their way of parting with Klal Yisrael. So just like they parted with Klal Yisrael B'Divrei Shvach V'Tanchumim, so the same thing, one should part from the other also, b'divrei shvach v'tanchum. V'chein tone mori bar b'rei d'ravune b'rei d'ravirmiye barabe, al yiftar oda mechaveiroi, elo mitoich dvar aloche. So this would seem like the first gilse, that one should be separate from his chaver, mitoich dvar aloche. Shemitoich kach zechreyu. Either he'll remember the chaver or remember the dvar halacha better. Koshnaim sheyoshvim is divreim nichtovim shenem oz nidra yirei Hashem ishal hayeyu because of the sefer zikaron. So the goyim learns pshat will remember the halacha better. Others say that he'll remember the chaver. There's also an inyan to Rabbi Yonason says there's an inyan to remember a chaver. In order maybe to be mate of him. That was the pool of the Sara Mashkin that he forgot about Yosef. That's not a Yiddish Amidah. So it seems that the Dvar Haloche will be Meirehem to remember the Chava. Ki ho the Rav Kahane, Alvayu the Rav Simi Bar Ashi Mipum Nare Ad Beit Nise de Bobo. Rav Kahane escorted Rav Simi Bar Ashi till the date trees, till they came to Bavel, there were date trees there. Kimote lahosom, when they came there, omalai ma'al, vadai da omri inshi, the people say, hanit nise de Bavel, isnu me odom harishin bat hashta. People say these trees are tremendously old, they hear from this man of odom harishin. Onalei, so he told him, at kautom milse, the Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina. You reminded me something of Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina. So, Omer Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, Mai d'chsiv, Bo'oret ha'sheloi ova bo'ish, V'lo yoshav odom shom. It says there's a posik and a land that a person didn't go through. V'lo yoshav odom shom. Chmi acher d'loi ova heich yoshav. If he never went through, so how could he sit? Rosh Hashaliyava Bavala Yoshav, Eloloi Malach, Kol Oret, the Odom is not going on the Ish. Kol Oret, Shegozer Alea Odom Arishim Liyishu, Nisyashva. Every land that Odom Arishim held that this Mokim should be settled, people should live there, Nisyashva. Kol Eret, Shegozer Alea Odom Arishim Liyishu, Loi Nisyashva. Now, let us look at this Gemara. So what is the Gemara telling us? The Gemara said, the way it says by us, our Girse, Al yiftar odom achaver metoich dvar aloche, shemitoich kach zeichreyu. That's how he's going to remember it. Now, what is the dvar aloche? He told him, the Meltzog, that these trees are from other Marishas. He told him, oh, you reminded me of Pshat and Aposek. So where is here the dvar aloche? What dvar halacha did he tell him? So other mefarshim say a milsa da'agadite is also called a dvar halacha. He told the pshat napot, it was also called a dvar halacha. The Meray Mesada wants to say that no, it's negeil halacha. What is negeil halacha? if these trees were here, you're saying over the Velsa, you are saying over that the Velsa, that these trees are Mizman or the Mauritian. That's what you say. So according to you, one should make a bracha oisei masa bereshis when he sees the trees. Why? Just like one makes a bracha when one sees horim and the horis which were from maisa bereshis, so you say oisei masa bereshis. So this is from other marishain. So the mele, one should make oisei masa bereshis. So that's what he wanted to tell them. So one is mechuyev to make oisei masa bereshis. He says, no, you misunderstand this. That what the Velt says, that these trees originate from Adam Arishin, not that they were Bizman Adam Arishin, that Adam Arishin was Geyser, that this should be a place that trees should grow and it should be, people should settle over here. So Memele, it's Niftam, that was a pilpul there. That's how the Merei Misodah says Pshat. The Ben Yoyodah does not like this Pshat because he says that if it was Mizman Adam Arishin does not mean from Sheishis Shemei Bereishis. Oisei Maisei Bereishis means that the Rabbi Shalom created in Sheishis Shemei Bereishis. Mizman Adam Arishin had a Shtikol Arichas Yomim. He planted them. They're also Mizman Adam Arishin. But Oisei Maisei Bereishis, you can't make on them. Some Sefer in the Tshuva says, could be it's Negei Asugin Avodah Zarah. There's a certain type of tree that there's no Tfisas Yad Adam. So it could be it was Negei this Halach. Now let's go a little further. Rav Mordechai Alvayu le Rav Shimi Barashi Mehagrunye Vaad Bei Kipi Vaomri Lo Ad Bei Dure. Now, what is Pshat in this Gemara? This is a very difficult Gemara to understand. He was Malavim here, he was Malavim Vaad Bei Kipi. So the Meiri says something very interesting. The Meiri says, that's Vakert, he says it's a Maisa Lister. It was Malavim, it didn't tell him anything. A guten Tag. So the Meiri says he wants to teach us shekol shaloi nizdamin lahem kach. Grad, here the Dvar Halacha came about, he told them a veltel, and he made from the veltel, he made oats. So then, that was very good. But if shaloi nizdamin lahem kach, ein kpeide bedovo v'loi mitzvah schachomim, there's no elo, sheim efshe legalgu kein hadovo noe. If you could say a dvar aloch is matoiv manam. That's what the Gemara is bringing the ma'isa. That means others want niftei shaloi mitoich dvar aloch. Umikol mokim tzor sheyifta bedivrei shevach veritzu yemusar. So it seems that the Meiri learned that we learn out that you should end up with a good thought. Dvar aloch is preferable. If one did not say a dvar aloch, Technisch gefällt. It's bekannt, the Goyin says, when a person goes away, the Dvar Halacha should be Yochid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim. That is the Dvar Halacha one should say. And the Goyin gives the reason, because the Roshi Tevis of Yochid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim is there's a Yud, and there's a Vav, and a Hey, and a Chof. The Seif Tevis, Ki Malachov Yitzav Eloch, Lishmocha B'chol D'Rochecha, the Seif Tevis, Ki Malachov Yitzav Eloch, is also the same OCA. So it seems the Halacha activates these OCAs from Ki Malachov Yitzav Eloch, Lishmocha B'chol D'Rochecha. That's what the Goyim says. Taisvi shekei motzinu b'nevim arishoinim shesaimu divreim b'divrei shevach v'tanchumim. Umakshe b'Yerushalmi, chutz mi'Yirmiyeh. Yirmiyeh, we see, did not end in such a pleasant note. And the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says, there's a few psukim, and the Yerushalmi answers. Then the Yerushalmi asks, v'oksiv, in Eichot says, ki mois ma'astonu. So the Yerushalmi, doesn't bring down the terror. So the Yerushalmi answers, that's how, by us it says in the Yerushalmi, that after ki mois ma'astonu, you say hashiveinu again. So we ended up now ki mois ma'astonu, you say hashiveinu. That's how by us it says in the Yerushalmi. The Rabbeinu Yoini says, pshat in the Yerushalmi, a very interesting Rabbeinu Yoini. Rabbeinu Yoini says, that pshat in the posik is as follows. May dechsiv ki mois mastonu, einay teichoche shekacho tzoloima, v'shekacho tzoloima. Ki mois mastonu is really not very nice. The Eibishter was mamais in Klal Yisrael. No, pshat in the posik is as follows. V'chi mois mastonu, the Rebbeinu shel Olam was mamais us, kotzavto aleinu. Kloima, loy hoysa hasine kol kach, shiloy toshi veileinu vesimo yisai sonu kumay adover hamoysa rabbeinu shalom holds we mos by him. Shein odam roitza boy klal, alo katsavto loy, rabbeinu shalom was an anger at us. O mishe koitzev chayzer ha-mitrata. This is the end of the first paragraph in the Rabbeinu Yoinech of Beis Amit Beis. That's the end of the paragraph. Ha-meo dike chasidish yitayt. He says, well, it's not Mois Maston, it's only Kotzavto Leinu. Ketzef, anger deadens. As the times continue, the anger deadens, and Memele, not too bad. Tana Rabon, Hamispalel Toshi Echaven es Liboy Lashamayim. One has to be Mechaven es Liboy Lashamayim. The Ben Yehuda says, Poshep Shafish Echaven Liboy Lashamayim. The Rabbeinu Yehuda says, Shme Mechaven Perish Hamiloy. The lev should be thinking about the words he's saying, the divrei shamayim he's saying. The Ben Yehuda wants to say pshat shechaven es liboy la shamayim, his lev should be equivalent to the shamayim. Just like shamayim, they're two opposites, they're a shamayim, but they came together and they made shamayim. So he's also two opposites, there's a yetzer hor and a yetzer toiv. That means these two opposites should come together. There should not be a mulchama b'neihem, but they should unite in la'ovdei b'chol levavchem. Abishol loymer simin ledavol tochin libom takshiv oznecho. If one prepares the lev before the tefillah, then the tefillah is niskabel. Tanya Omar Rabbi Yehuda kachoyim in hogei shel Rabbi Akiva. Kshehoyam mispalu l'nachmim atzibur. When he davened with the tzibba, oya mekatzer ba'oila mimnei terech tzibba. He was mekatzer, he was not marich in the milim, and in order al tzicha de tziburach. Oya mispalol, beinoi levein atzmoi, oda meinichoi bezovi zu, umoitzoi bezovi sacheres, becholkach lome bimnei kriyois, vishtacha voyis. That, when he was davened by yechides, there were ishtachavoyes, pishut yadayim v'raglayim, and in the tefillah there were kriyos and ishtachavoyes. We see there's a gewaldike inyan of ishtachavoye, which is his batlas, complete his batlas to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that was the oifen atfil of Rabbi Akiva. Rashi, alavayu libo baderech nisa de kolim abkalta milsa de zesh oimim memais adam arishinayim shu gozer alay semokim liyishiv de kolim im tochin libo if a person will prepare the leib os takshi was necha zimnin tlosa this goes on further taisves o moitzai bezavis acheres teime the omal lekamon habo lishchais if a person wants to bend down the seif kol broche broche melamdim oisai shalai yishche. So a person is not allowed to bend down only in the mekaymeis that chazal wa keveya that there should be kri in ishtachavoye. V'tira tzarav rab yoysef dochi mayri b'tachnunim. This is speaking about the tachnunim shayay ma'ach yudches broches, not in shemayne esrei. V'loy nehire doho mi yudches koma. Taisus HaRosh says a little clearer. Loshen Taisus HaBiyuda Chosi says, Mashma da airi biyut ches da ho kaimi. That means before we were speaking about the yut ches broches, ha mispalo toshi chavnes liboy. And right after that, we speak about what Rabbi Akiva did, so it seems we're not speaking about the tachnunim. Mi yut ches koma, we're just speaking about the yut ches broches, so therefore, some of the keys were also in the middle of Shemay Nesle. In the end of the bracha, where Chazal made takonis, one is not permitted. We're speaking about b'emtza bracha. When it came to the end of the bracha, then he got up. Achenu agoroilam b'reish shana b'yem ha-kippurim shemispallim zachenu uvachen tein v'simloich sheshoichim shemagim lepsukim. Then they bend down and b'sayif b'roch ha-zayfin shen lishchais b'sayif b'roch ha-laicha d'tiko. That is the so that is pshat in Rabbi Kiva. The Ben Yoda says that the hemshech of Rabbi Kiva to tochen libo and son shechavnes libo, Rabbi Kiva was not at all aware what he had done. I mean, umoyte, he found himself also bezovis acheres. The lev was completely dovuk in the tefillah. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba loylam yispal alodam bevayish sheyesh b'chaloynes. Shenema v'cheivon psichon lei. By Doniel there were chaloynes. Rishash brings out could be dafke by a base by shal yochid, could be in a base knesset. There's no chiyuv. He has a whole arichas in this nakuda. Yochol yispalol adam kol hayayim kuloi. A person should be mispalol the whole day. Va'amefurish al yedei Doniel v'zimnim tlosa. Now Yeshua says the havamina would be that if he's not learning, he should daven. So there's no zman mugbul. So Moses says no, three times a day. Yochol mishabol goyla huchlo. The inyan of tefillah started when he came to Golis. But the tashbatzas pshat b'bizman habayis, there was no inyan of tefillah. We have kabbonis. Tefillahs can get tamidim tikno. There were kabbonis. There was no necessity of tefillah. Kvar nema the ovat min kadome deno. That means the Kodmas to know. He davened before the Goyla, before Chulban Abayis, he also davened. Yochol Yispalo Odom Lochol Ruach Sheyirte Pamalei Menegid Yerushalayim. Yochol Yekoylomom Bebasachas. These three tefillahs could be said at all at one time. Tamafusha Deidovid Rsiv Erev Vavoyke Vetzoroyim. Yochol Yashmiya Koyloi Betfilose. When he davened, he should daven loud. That it was impossible to hear the koil. Yochol yishal odom tzrochov. That first he should ask for his necessities. V'achar kach yispalo. And then he should say the shvachim of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That means he should first say the emtois, the brachas emtois, and then he should say the sader shvachim shal Rabbeinu Shalom. Kavam apurishay be'shloime shenema Lishmoya el horina ve'el atfila. Rine zu tfila, which means sader shvachi shalakadish bohu. Tfila zu bakoshe. Ein oimer dovo acha emes v'yatev. So l'cheire, it seems the shayla was that emes v'yatev is also a bechina of rine. So they speaking about the shvachim, gulas mitzchayim, that's also shvachim of the Rabbi Nishlon. So let someone say Emes V'yatsiv and Ezra Taveisenu, then say Bochat Hashem Go Yisrael, and then he'll start with the Bakoshes. One is not permitted to do that. Why? Because it's a new din of Smichas Gula L'Tfilah. So therefore, one cannot start a Tfilah before he's Misada the Sholish Boches. Aval Acher Tfilah. So therefore, before he should be Mispalo. Aval acher atfilah afilak yisei devidui shal yayma kippurim oimer. Then he's permitted to say afilak yisei devidui shal yayma kippurim. It menamim rabchiyah barashi amarav. Hafa pisham vushav odom tzrochav b'shemei atfilah. Tzrochav only the personal necessities one may be mispalo b'shemei atfilah. In bo loyma acher atfilah say afilak yisei devidui shal yayma kippurim oimer. Which it would seem, but in Shema Kelein, the one is not permitted to say this because this is not tzrochav. Rashi, Yochol Mishabo Lagoila Huchla, Hatfila Hazais Huchla Kamainishala, started Abu Kaimuchen Layerogu Bekar, Yochol Yakoila Mishalish Tulis Halolu Bisho Achas, Yochol Yishal Tchokhov Kem Brochis Atochainen Achame Fila, Vahakaki Spalo Shalish Brochis Lushaini Shain Shal Shvach, Dinazut Fila Shal Shvach, Bakosha Shailish Tchokhov, Achemes Vyatsev, Kaidem Gimel Rishain.